Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As we look towards social media in the new year, digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg joins us to take a look back at how we got here. All right, Scott, how did we get here? I'm not even sure where we are when it comes to social media because it's all over the place.
Morning, Bob, and welcome to my world. It's really hard to keep up, and I'm not sure that everybody would have the same answer to that question. You know, where are we in social media? I think the best we can do is try to calculate where we're going and what we've learned along the way that helps to guide us.
Okay, so tell us what you see as the biggest theme in 2024.
I actually see two big themes. I see a reliance, a continued reliance on video, and I see communication getting more personal. And I think the personal part is the most interesting part.
All right. Tell us more about that and why it's interesting to you.
I think we first need to ground ourselves. We need to remember that what we see on social media isn't the only social media. And by that, I mean it's a version, but it's one of many versions. So, for example, social media isn't all the anger and hate and misinformation and disinformation. If you think of social media at its very core, it's social. For some, that's a way for the introverted to act extroverted. For others, it's a way to hide behind anonymity, and for others, it's a great way to get information. And knowing that everybody uses it differently is where the more personal part comes in. So instead of people posting on Twitter or X and waiting for an answer like we did 10 years ago, the conversation moves to direct messaging, and it becomes much more personal. Or if you're a business as a brand, you monitor the post about your brand and respond to them in as close to real time as possible.
Yeah, we don't like to wait for anything anymore. It's crazy to think about those days when AOL started up and you sat there and listened to that sound when your computer was revving up, remember?
I actually missed that sound. I can't believe I'm saying that. I feel terrible, but it's true.
That last part, what you said about real time, that's not new, right? I mean, that's always been the goal, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. But I think people expect it more now. I think they're looking for a personal touch in social media that, you know, people like you and I have always strived to offer, but not everyone necessarily embraced. For example, I used to respond to every single message that I received. And I always taught people the importance of that. Back then, people were they were floored by that kind of response. Mm-hmm. Now they really pretty much expect it.
Yeah, even though it's harder now because there's so much out there. You mentioned earlier using what we learned along the way to guide us. I take it that's what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and let's just take a brief look at how our social media habits have changed. Almost 20 years ago now, wow, the trend started with MySpace. It helped us form identities and expanded the music landscape and even introduced people to coding. And during that time, Facebook grew and ultimately took over for MySpace, continuing the whole experience, connected online. We found old friends. We made new friends. And we, you know, and then closer to 2010, we had Twitter, and it was the microblogging site. And you had 140 characters, and you were totally fine with that.
We'll get to more on that in a moment. Also, a Genius Bar question from a listener that has to do with cleaning up your personal information. Talking to Scott Kleinberg, sponsored by the Matrix Room in Naperville. And, Scott, you were talking about the changes we've seen on Twitter or X, and it's nothing like the Twitter you described a few minutes ago, is it?
Oh, it's nothing like that at all. In fact, Bob, we are only setting ourselves up for disappointment by referring to X as formerly known as Twitter. Those days are truly over, and Twitter is gone, and it's not coming back.
And you're talking about this personal touch with direct messaging, and it's easy to remember when all we did was shout, as you say. We're still shouting, but we shouted a lot back then, didn't we?
We shouted from the rooftops. We shouted when they asked, what did you have for breakfast? We couldn't wait to answer. And what are you doing? And then we wondered why people cared so much. And ultimately, Bob, I don't think they really cared. But I don't recognize that social media anymore. We were just looking for an outlet. And so much of the advice that I used to give is so outdated. And I guess that comes with the territory because everything changes.
And now we have social media that is temporary, the kind that disappears, right?
And Bob, I believe this is a big part of the push to the more personal social media we've been talking about. A new generation of people got onto social media, young people, and they use it very differently. Instead of shouting things and having things last forever, they started to embrace apps that allow them to create content that lasts for short periods of time. So when Snapchat started, it was all about things disappearing in 24 hours, which led to Instagram stories and other things that aren't going to follow you forever. Back then, it was a seismic shift. But honestly, it seismic isn't even a strong enough word. It's really basically cataclysmic. And one thing is exactly the same, though. The people who use social media in that way, they're still being social. They're still doing all the things they do. They're just doing it in a much more thought-out way.
Yeah, you said that earlier, that social media at its very core is social, isn't it?
Exactly. And today's generation, for the most part, they're just not interested in having millions of friends. They want to share the information that they have with people they care about. And that might be a very small audience. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people embrace those huge followings. But the landscape overall is very different. And that's why I think when we look ahead to 2024, we'll see this more personal touch in social media. And here's something to think about that may illustrate this trend. You may have noticed that there are a lot more group text chats these days than there used to be. And I really think that's by design. You could have five of your closest friends on an ongoing group text and use that instead of social media. It's really kind of the same. And for a lot of people, that's very intriguing and enticing.
Well, you're so right about that. More group text chats, lots to think about. We will talk more about 2024 trends in the weeks to come. Right now, let's get to our Genius Bar and a question from a listener. Email from Gene. And it says, please suggest reputable options for cleaning up personal information shown on the web. Addresses, people I may know, and salary should be personal information. Some people are void of any online presence, and that's very appealing. Appreciate your help. Thank you. What about that, Scott?
Well, it's a great question. I feel your pain, Gene. Well, first of all, it's a little bit hard to recommend what kind of service to use because there are hundreds, if not thousands, of services out there that will claim to help you get your stuff offline. But here's what I can tell you about that. That is an uphill battle that I don't know if I could even handle. Your data is out there. And every time you enter your email address online, your data is more deeply out there. I mean, just think about it this way. To even begin removing the things you're talking about, you need to delete your social media. You need to delete your presence on any shopping sites that you are registered on. You'd have to manually remove yourself from all these data broker sites that specialize in this type of thing. I don't know who said that these people should specialize in these things, but they do. And they trade in your data. And, you know, I mean,
I can tell you did a lot of research on this, Scott.
It's just a really tough thing to do because you're not the only person out there that wonders why all this stuff is out there and what you can actually do about it. And there's a lot of companies advertising to help you remove the stuff, but you have to think about it's all about your presence. If you truly want to go offline, like there are people that do that, you really have to be offline, and that includes everything. And like I said, the email address is probably our biggest enemy. Every time we enter our email address, we link ourselves to the things that are out there.
So keep dreaming about your information being erased and never appearing online again, right? Forget it,
Keep dreaming is a good way to look at it, but one quick piece of advice that I would give you, anytime you have the opportunity to not use your real email address, to use a hide your email service that's built into iCloud if you have an Apple device, that's a great idea, because at the very least, you're not giving them your data, you're forwarding it to a different address. It's not perfect, but it's something.
Good advice, as always, from Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. Talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.